feel like a butterfly waiting to be that beautiful caterpillar that God meant for me. I feel like a birdie trapped in a cage with only my perch to use as my stage. A single raindrop falling from the sky, surrounded but known. A flower displayed in a vase, showing all of my beauty, none of my scars. I'm Jenny Russell. Welcome to Her Health and Happiness right here on UK Health Radio, your only real feel-good radio station. The only month of the year that starts with the word no. No to sickness, no to disease, no to falling down flat on your face, no to failure, no to anything that does not lift you up or empower you. This is my birthday month and I say no to sorrow. Her Health and Happiness is a show dedicated to all aspects of female intimate health and the whole person. And this, my birthday week, as I celebrate, nothing, no weapon formed against me shall prosper, and any tongue that tries to rise against me, it shall be condemned in the name of Jesus. Record by James Ryan Khan is called Holding On, and that's, I just hold on to the fact that I am fearfully and wonderfully made, blessed and highly favored. I'm a magnet for miracles, the solution to someone's problem and the answer to somebody's prayer. And this week, my birthday week, as I turn, by God's grace, sassy sexy 62, I am running a workshop. And that workshop is when I am going to open up and lay myself bare and share my journey, as I've shared a part of it with you guys. I've shared a snippet, but I'm really going to go into the steps that I took to overcome my breast scare, health scare, and my cervical health scare. And it's important because even as a black woman, statistically, black women are 41% more likely to develop cervical cancers and 75% more likely to die from them. We have our median age for getting breast cancer is much lower than our white counterparts and for other cancers. And one of the things that is definitely true for the race that I belong to is that many of us are very reluctant to seek the right help. The fear envelops us. And instead of taking action, we take no action. It's bonfire night, so I'm recording and the fireworks been going off all day. I can't avoid them. But it's really important for us to understand that our health is our business. And one of the things, as you know, I always say that I'm a wife in waiting. One of the things that we want to experience as a woman is to be able to be in a position where we can have the love of another that we can share. Share the love that we have to give and share the love that they have to give, and to, as I call it, walk into the sunset together and to do something. And many women like myself have never had the pleasure or the experience of being married and still want that for ourselves. And the funny thing is, there's magic in dreaming big, and many people think, oh, as I've said before, at your age, why? But what at my age? Where is there written in any manual that my age means I cannot dream big and I cannot still be expectant? And so I look after myself, look after my health and vitality, because without my health, I don't have anything. It doesn't matter what you earn, doesn't matter what you accrue even, doesn't matter your material gain, doesn't matter your wealth and success outside of your physical body. None of it is of any consequence if the actual physicality, the actual physical body that you want and need to use to enjoy those things you have strived so hard to achieve will not allow you to be able to experience them. One of the things we have to stop doing is chasing our health. For the most part, the majority of us are born with a level of health that we are given the responsibility after a set age to take control of. Your health doesn't belong to a healthcare professional. It doesn't belong to anybody. And that health starts with our emotional journey is where it starts. And that emotional journey starts from the time of our first period. Then we have our first period. We're moving into this space where we're meeting someone, we're getting into relationships, and we want to be able to hopefully meet our significant other, but not wait like I have, you know, 60 or 40 odd years, 50 years before that happens. Excuse me. And so I remember, and I've shared this before, and I thought I'd start with this spoken word first before I go into it, because it, for me, this is about an emotional journey. And so when we meet somebody, we want to connect with people. But connections and commitments are two different things. You can connect to somebody, but just because you're connected does not mean you're committed. And I think for a lot of women, this is still true today. We want to have this physical connection, but we're not actually making sure we've established a commitment. And so the commitment is missing. And so the relationships are destabilized, but they're not stable in the first place. They're not cemented. There should be some kind of contract, so to speak, you know, whether it's a verbal agreement that we are venturing down this road together. But what's happening is we're getting into these physicalities, not realizing that us as females are consuming what males are giving us, and our emotional well-being is being challenged from the moment we receive. We're receivers. We receive everything. So even if he's got hurt, disappointments, anger, whatever he's got, he's given us that at the same time. And we're taking it all in without the commitment. And then further down the road, it's manifesting itself when we have the resentment, the rejection, the unforgiveness. It's manifesting itself in our cervical, uterine and breast health. And it's causing us problems. And these are the things that we have to now start looking at in a different way. So as I mentioned before, I wrote Connected, Not Committed approximately 9 years after I wrote If. And I believe that Connected, Not Committed is the prelude to If. And it's important for us to understand the power of words, to understand the way in which we think drives everything. Because our thoughts create an emotional response. That emotional response creates a hormonal response. It calls upon a hormone based on what it is. Is it a happy hormone it's going to call on based on the emotional response? Is it a sad hormone or a vengeful hormone, I call it, because cortisol can be quite vengeful in its own way. And so we have to be wary, aware of what it is we are stimulating. When we have an emotional response, we stimulate, it's probably the better way to put it, a hormonal response. And that hormone response will then obviously call on and impact and affect organs within the body. And over time, that's what's happening. Anxiety in the body will end up manifesting in sickness. There's so many things that can manifest into sickness. And just by definition of how we think, we end up putting ourselves in a position where we start to manifest the very thing we don't want. And nobody wants ill health. So we have to think about what we're doing. And it's funny because I think, you know, hindsight is a great thing. So these things are written for me after I have had these experiences. But the one thing with me is I'm a forgiver. So I never held on to that anger. But even though I didn't hold on to anger, somewhere within me, deep within me, would have held on to the rejection. And that rejection will make me sometimes have negative thoughts. It used to. It's changed now. Where I start to question my self-worth. That starts eating into my self-esteem. And maybe sometimes my choices and decisions as a result of my poor self-worth and my poor self-esteem makes me make decisions that don't actually serve me better down the road. So all I'm doing is kicking the can down the road because I'm not addressing what's going on. So I spoke to this lady and she's like, well, if we meet a man and we decide to be intimate with him, that's it, we're committed. And I was straight away, I was just like, we're not. Just because you sleep with somebody does not mean that man is committed to you. He's not even committed to the act. He's just present. And sometimes you may be present or you may not. Or he may not even be present. He's just an action. So we have to recognize that. What can a man get for a smile and a wink and a few choice words that cloud the way you think? You're connected, not committed. Yet you give away all you have. Your sexual identity, your confidence, and all you are for a night of passion and a memory that may not take you very far. He could shower you with compliments as if streets paved with gold and get into your knickers with a simple story told. Yet what you have is precious, like a rare diamond to be found, for it is the key to love and life where your true beauty abounds. So if you want commitment, remember, sex is just an act. Sex is just an act. Commitment is an action with a plan that backs it up. Commitment starts with communicating the thoughts that's in your head, your dreams and aspirations, and not first in your bed. Because a man that gets into your bedroom before he gets into your head is very rarely the man who will build a life with you or become the man you wed. So if I gave myself to you today, what would be left to give? My heart you're taking slowly, my mind you're clouting in. Inside a lust is burning, it grows every day. But lust is only temporary. The feeling could then slip away. But then along with all that lust, my heart has followed through. And now it can be broken if you fail to follow too. So as much as I want to love you, as much as I care, and I do care, I can only love you once I know you'll always be there. The question then becomes, is how confident are you in actually telling a man if? Because that's a simple poem. It was my mum's favourite poem. And it's really, really simple. It's literally two verses. If I gave myself to you today, what would be left to give? Can we start with that? My heart, you're taking slowly. My mind, you're clouding in. It's a sweet words. We so whisper sweet nothings in her ear. Inside, a lust is burning. That just like, it grows every day, but lust is only temporary. The feeling could then slip away. But then, along with all that lust, my heart has followed through. I'm a receiver. I'm liking what I get. I like the connection. I like the connection. Doesn't mean it's a commitment. And now it can be broken if you fail to follow too. Never said I would. Never said I wouldn't. So as much as I want to love you, as much as I care, I can only love you once I know you'll always be there. Communication is the key. That's where we need to get to. And once we have that communication, that can help us. Because what it can do in terms of our safety and security, that's our sex and reproductive organs. So we're allowing you into the gateway that links our inner and outer worlds. We're allowing you into our safety and security nest. We're taking you in. We're receiving from you. And you're depositing. And then we have to then decide what's going to happen with that deposit afterwards. And how is it showing up later on? And if we have these symptoms and signs, but we don't actually act on them, then who is the person that suffers? Because the question then becomes, what's your biggest challenge? What will happen if you do nothing about it? And who will suffer? Even when it comes down to unforgiveness, sometimes we're walking around with unforgiveness and anger and bitterness in our hearts for people that have long left the earth. They've been cremated or buried 6 foot under, and their earthly presence is no longer here. So there's no action they can have that can come against you, but you're still holding on to that stuff? Is it going to come up and show up in your breast health? Is it going to show up in your cervical or uterine health? Is it affecting your ability to get pregnant? Is it affecting your ability to carry well? Is it affecting your digestive system? Does it affect your thoughts? Does it affect your ability to trust other people, to trust another person? Has it made you bitter or has it made you better? Because all of that anger, unforgiveness, resentment locks itself in your sex and reproductive organs. And it's showing up in sickness and or dis-ease. And so we need to be able to change that around so that that is not your experience, so that you can have a better quality of life. Because quality of life is everything. Everything. You can live life better, but it's hard to live life better if your body is not able to have the freedom of movement and the ability to do things the way in which you want to do it. Because without your health, really, you have nothing. Without your health, you have nothing. And that might sound really harsh, but it's the truth. But we have the opportunity to have health. But the difference is we're going to have to put some skin in the game now. We're going to have to make an investment. We're going to have to show up for ourselves. We can't just continue, as I said, with my she, you know, self-love, self-care, self-awareness. Without self-love, self-care becomes superficial. It is superficial. Without self-awareness, self-care is misguided. So we have this whole outside-in living at the moment. And we are able to... I've got extensions in my hair right now, so we can lengthen our hair, we can shorten our hair, we can put extra eyelashes on, we can put and pencil our eyebrows in, we can thicken our lips, we can do our nails, we can lift our butt, we can lift our breasts, we can tuck our tummy. We can do all the things on the outside. But the impact on the inside, we are not paying nowhere near as much attention. But that's where the wellness starts, and that's where the sickness starts. And since we're not paying attention to the inside, it's what's on the inside that counts. We're in trouble. You can buy a Lamborghini without an engine. What's on the inside? It's just a nice shell. It's not a car. It won't work. It won't move. It won't do anything. So what car is your body? What engine do you have inside of yourself? You got a V8, twin turbo. What have you got? What are you, a high performance engine? What are you? That's the question you have to ask yourself. What am I? Who am I? And how am I showing up for myself? Not for me. Not for your neighbor next door, your mother, your brother, your sister, anybody. How are you showing up for you? This Saturday, when I share my birthday weekend, and you can get the link from me, pelvicsecrets@icloud.com. You can get that link there, or you can also get the link from my Instagram and TikTok and X and YouTube and LinkedIn, all those places. You can find me on @pelvicsecrets. You can find me on Jenny Russell. But I want to share this weekend my journey through those, the protocols I did, the negotiations and the teamwork that I did with the medical professionals. Because please get me right here. I'm not telling you that there isn't a time for when you may need some medical intervention. But I'm going to tell you how you use it and how you make sure that you are the one that's in charge and not them. And that's the difference. Makes you feel good. Let's play a trail.
UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one supplement brand, help you put back what life takes out. All-in-one comprehensive formulas created to offer you maximum benefit, whatever stage of life you're at, and with a range that supports everything from immunity, energy, cardiovascular health, joints, cognitive function, menopause, and even beauty. We've got you and your family covered. Premium ingredients packed into a powerful daily sachet, Simply mix with water to activate for a flavourful health drink, perfect at home or on the go. Revive Active, available at selected Holland & Barrett stores, Well Pharmacies, and online at Amazon and reviveactive.com. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Challenge one, I'm on it and I will continue to be on it. You've just reminded me the importance of our day-to-day, our life sustainer, which is our breath. But it's, you know, it's about the breath and also how we breathe. So yeah, give thanks, man. That was great. I think it's a lot for a lot of people, but if you're welcoming of a different path to take, knowing that if you create the right environment for your body will do what it needs to do and it will heal. And it's for people to look, and it's just as simple as you said, is your lifestyle worth more to you than your life? That's powerful. And it is something for people to go away and reflect upon.
Okay, so the question we're discussing today is, how will your relationship fly abroad? Are you in a new relationship and are you planning your first holiday together? So I am blessed this week to be speaking with Paul Brunson, relationship science expert. You're known from Celebs Go Dating. And we are going to have a very interesting conversation. So Paul, welcome to Her Health and Happiness.
Thank you so much for having me. I can't wait. I know I'm going to hear a story. I know you have a story on this.
I've got a story to tell you about. Right. I'll tell you about it in a moment. But yeah, I think this is a really good, interesting conversation, because like my show is about all aspects of female intimate health and the whole person. So, you know, meet this new relationship, get into a new relationship. It's like, shall we go on holiday?
Yes.
Let's go on holiday.
Yes.
And the female hormones are going, what should I do?
I tell you what, the fellas are doing the same thing. What should I do? You know, this is truly a make or break question. And it's one of those where I don't want to put too much emphasis on this, but truly what we see in the first, and actually, you know, my research shows me what we see within the first 2 months of a relationship that is not identified, that is not resolved, ends up creeping back in the relationship and could end to the demise of the relationship. And typically where these things come to a head is on holiday or on vacation. So how you holiday, where you choose to holiday, very, very important questions.
Oh, you know, before we answer and ask those questions, what are the things that could creep in and end up breaking up a relationship on holiday?
Well, I'll tell you what, I've partnered with TUI Blue. As you can see me, I'm in my blue today. You see, I rarely wear blue.
Oh my God, I'm in blue too.
Look at this. We got
a secret. It's a TUI.
It's a TUI blue match right there. But you know, it's interesting. So we partnered. There's several things that we've done. One in particular was a study. And the study looked at what people, well, there's many different things, but one in particular is what people fear going on a holiday. Here are the top fears. Top fear, sharing a bathroom. You have to share a bathroom. That's very intimate, to share a bathroom together. Fear around snoring, because you'll be sleeping in the same room, you'll be snoring. Also, a fear around farting. Let's keep it real.
That's a massive one.
This is for some people it's massive, for some people it's small. Yeah. But you see, these are fair fears, and I think that this is about becoming authentically you. But this is what we found in terms of what people are dreading.
And that's quite an interesting one. I mean, the one about the flatulence is really interesting, because I've had women around me say, "Oh, you know, my husband has never ever heard me fart," and I'm thinking, seriously? Like, It's a natural part of the body, you know. But I suppose it depends. If you drink a lot, if you eat certain foods and you have that with leaky gut, then you're probably more likely to be very gassy.
Yes.
You know, I mean, I love a lot of the lentils and the beans, but I know if I don't soak them with apple cider vinegar and bicarbonate soda the night before, they're going to give me a much more gassy experience. But, you know, me and chickpeas are best friends. But, you know, they're not better. I start playing music that I haven't got an instrument for, you know what I mean? So it depends, I suppose, really, on what you eat and where you are, and then how comfortable you are with that person. So that must make, something like that especially, must make a big difference to how long you've met your new partner before you decide to take your first holiday. Would you not agree?
Yeah, well, this is where some of the research completely surprised me. There's a massive generational difference here. So when you're looking at people who are roughly between the ages of 18 and 35, what you're seeing is that within 1 to 2 weeks, now let me repeat this, within 1 to 2 weeks, they're already starting to plan for holiday together. Or you fast forward to the 55 plus, right? The 50s crew. And what you see there is roughly 40% are beginning to plan their first holiday after 6 months of knowing each other. So what you see there is you see a massive divide generationally, whereas a younger audience, what they're thinking is, you know what, let's get right to it. Let's be able to see whether or not you're representative or you are truly, you know, authentic. Whereas the older group, I think, is saying, you know, I know who I am and I want to explore who you are first before we go on a holiday together. So it, depending on age, typically dictates how quickly we're willing to go on a vacation with someone.
Okay, I'll tell my story now then.
All right, here it goes. Here it goes.
It's really, really, I like, well, that's actually really thrown me. So when I was in the 18 to 35 bracket, I met this guy, Glenn, and within 6 weeks, we booked our first holiday. So we had booked our first holiday within 6 weeks. Now, the funny thing was, he hadn't been on holiday for 16 years, know this, but he hadn't been away for 16 years. So first of all, I had to go and meet his mum because she wanted to know who I was that could get her son to book a holiday, which he wouldn't go on holiday with his parents. So that was number one. Oh, wow. And number two, 21 of his friends came to the airport.
What?
21.
Are you serious? Came.
They did not believe he was going somewhere with a girl. 21.
That, oh my friends. God. Can I ask? And you still went on the holiday?
I took one friend with me. My friend Alec came to. No, 21 friends came to. Sorry, not, didn't come on the holiday. 21 friends came to the airport.
But still, so, but when you saw the
airport, just to make sure we were going, I was just like, what is this?
So when they showed up, you still decide. You said, it wasn't a yellow flag?
The yellow is my favorite color. I think I was just shocked. I was just like, what is this? Who is this guy? Like, why? You know, it was just really weird. And then we went on holiday and we didn't last that much longer after, because I think he's very much a boy's boy. And so we're on holiday. I'm much into my fitness. So I've gone for a run. I've come back. I'm getting ready. He's sleeping. And then this guy that we just met on holiday, he come knocked on the door, said, is Glenn there? And I was like, Glenn, I can't remember what the name's guy's name is. And I said, oh, so-and-so's at the door. And he went, okay. And he jumped up, got dressed, said, right, see you later. And he went out.
Wow.
I was like, okay, you brought me on holiday, and now you're leaving me to go off with some guy.
Yeah.
I won't tell you what I said to him, because I was really like, you just want a girlfriend to make it look good, because I'm sorry, you're not into girls.
Yeah.
You can't be.
Yeah,
all I can see is men around me everywhere. If we had an argument, his friends would come and like, well, you know, we're going to sort it out for you. It was really freaky.
It was different. That was a horror. That was a horror. That was a nightmare, right?
I didn't worry about farting or sharing the bathroom.
But
I just shared the map with Ben.
This is interesting. You know what? Immediately, though, and I think if you could go back, right? If you can go back, and I think this is something very important for a lot of people who might be in the situation that you were in when you were thinking about going on holiday. And I think what we saw, what we're seeing right now in this particular study is that most people who are in a new relationship are already planning what their holiday will be. Where will they go, right? This summer, and the summer is upon us. I think one of the most important things you could do is first identify what is your holiday persona. This is very important. This is something that Tui Blue and I put together, because we have different personas. Just like love languages, We have different ways that we like to holiday. And it's important for you to know that, you know, to know your partners. So you could go right now, everyone can go to tui.co.uk/thebigbreak. And you can take a very short test, right? It's a little quiz, but what it does is in 8 questions, it identifies what your persona is. Now, here are the different personas. You tell me which one you think you are. One is an ambitious spirit, right? Adventurous. In a more, well, really, I should say adventurous spirit. So this is someone who is ambitious, though. This is someone who likes a challenge. So think scuba diving, okay? Next is you have a cultural connoisseur. This is someone who's very curious. They may like guided tours to dive deep into the particular culture that they're in. Next is a romantic relaxer, right? Romantic relaxer, you like a beach, you know, maybe a good book on the beach. And then last but not least, you have a creative epicurean. Now, this is someone who loves new skills, loves new foods, would love a cooking class, for example. So these are the 4 main holiday personas. Now, which one do you think you are?
Oh, I think I'm going to be number one then. But in a sort of different guise, I'm a person that when I'm going on holiday, the first thing that goes into my suitcase is my running shoes.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Second thing that goes into my suitcase is my Swiss ball and the pump.
Oh my goodness. Okay. Yeah.
My ball goes everywhere with me. So I take it with me everywhere. I'm always, even if we go away for a weekend, I'm a person looking for a running route. I'm looking for where can I go just to maybe run over some mountains and run along the beach and do whatever. But that's what goes, you know. Then I've got my headphones. So I've got something I can listen to, my running belt. But that is the first thing that goes into my running case, is into my suitcase. Running shoes, Swiss ball.
Well, so you're an adventurous spirit. Now think about this. What happens if you're on a holiday with someone like me? I'm a cultural connoisseur. So I love a tour. I love like 3 tours in a day.
Okay.
So then how do you balance that? And that becomes a major issue that couples face. And this is why it's so important to first identify those personas. So you know what you are, you know what your partner is. And then secondly, is you could begin to plan. And this is the beauty, I think, of TUI Blue, in particular the resorts, is because you can do everything, all of those things, in one place. You could run on the beach, and I could take a tour, and I could sit down and have a tour of the local, you know, the local village or the local city that we're in. And that also suggests why compromise is so important, to know that you are going on a holiday with someone else. Therefore, you have desires, they have desires. And compromise becomes very key in these, you know, in these situations.
Yeah, that's a fantastic point. That's a great quiz to take, because I think, like, for me, if I go on holiday with you, I'd be like, thank you, Jesus. No, but if I was going on holiday with you, I'd say, okay, fine. So what time is the tour? And I like to rise with the sun. So I know also, like, you know, I haven't been away since last year. We went to, my friend got married in St. Lucia. It was amazing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'm up and I've got to be out running by 6 o'clock.
Okay.
Your tour is not 6 o'clock.
Right.
So what I want to do, how I want to get up and what I want to do and how I start my day, it's done before breakfast.
Okay.
So I've got up already. I've mobilized. I've done my run. I've maybe, you know, and I take my board and my exercise that side. I've done what I need to do. And I'm showered and I'm ready for breakfast.
There you
so
go.
So the tour can be done. I think that's a really good sort of dynamic there, to look at those things. But maybe the other ones may not clash. And I think really, like you said, it's like when I was 50, my ex took me to Barcelona for my 50th. Now he's much more laid back. He will sit back. He's not so much a beach person, but he works so hard in IT that when he goes away, he just wants to do nothing.
Okay. Okay.
That just frustrates the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Because I've got itchy feet. I want to do something.
Yeah.
And if I want to go out and go for a run, we went to Barbados and I went for a run and, you know, I took a bit long one morning. He's ringing me up, where are you? And I'm like, just down by the beach, like doing some exercise on the steps. And I'm all hoping to come back. I come back home and he's still laying in bed. I'm like, so what's the rush?
Yeah.
Because, you know, yeah. I'm just out running in the morning. And you know what I mean? It's like, if you're going to be laying down doing nothing, I'm an early night, early riser. And those things also make a difference as well, don't they?
Yeah, very big difference. But this is the reason why identifying their persona and then having conversations around those personas before you get there. Because what your persona is and who you are should dictate where you go, right? Mm. That's very important. You know what's interesting is literally last night, there's TUI Blue has an app called the Blue App. So literally last night, I'm on the app with my wife and we're identifying, you can identify different activities. So you want beach, you want whatever, you want running on the beach, because I know that's what you want, to run on the beach. You can identify what star, right? You know, we're very bougie, so we want a 5-star. So you can say you,
I'm bougie too, mate.
There you go. So you could say you want a 5-star, you want it to be just the two of you, and then what it does is it matches you based on your characteristics, right? It matches you with the right location. That's very important. It's very important that not only do you have the persona, but then you have the right location. That's key. And then you go into that location with the right expectation. I know you're going to run. You know I like a tour. And while you're there, you compromise. But you can also give each other space and time. So if you know that your partner wants to sleep in, and you let your partner sleep in, you know you're going to run. You go do your run. But then also what's very important, I think, is at the end, and the end of the holiday is when you're back, to do what I call a post-mortem. A lot of people do this in business. A lot of business leaders do this, where they look at, okay, now the project is over. Let's look at where we went right, but also where we went wrong in the project. It's the same thing on the holidays. Okay, the holiday is over. What did we like? What didn't we like? What did we not like? And why did we not like it? It's important to have those conversations, because that's what allows you to become stronger in the future.
Yeah, and also allows you to plan the next holiday in a better way. Yes. So you're a tour person. What is, if you don't mind me asking, what is your wife? Which personality is she?
She's a romantic relaxer. Okay. Yeah. I actually just came back from holiday, I would schedule like 2 or 3 tours in a day. And she, you know, my wife, she prefers to just, I want a great book and I just want to sit down. I want to go to the spa. That's what she wants to do. And actually, we compromise. So she's got me into spas now. Oh my goodness. Nice little hot rock.
Yeah, couldn't I?
Oh my goodness. Oh, it'd change your life. I keep telling the fellas, spas and also facials.
Massive.
Oh my gosh.
This is... for your wife, because when I went to when Tony took me to Barcelona, when Tony took me to Barcelona, he booked me. I wanted to go spa and massage and everything, and I said, can you do it as well? And I know he's really stressed, and he kept saying no, so I will not go if you do not come with me. And from the day he went there, he hasn't stopped doing spa since.
Yeah.
Spas can, you know, like right now, David loaded up the new spa and I've been going, I injured my calf. So I've been staying in the cold for 15 minutes, Paul. I've been doing that. Oh. And it's like, for me, all the young kids are there now. It's like the Love Island in David Lloyd's spa, is where everyone's there. And it's such a different experience. But I think sometimes for men, they don't realize, just actually, you know, whether it's a hot stone or a massage or the facial, that feeling of wellness, that ability to stay still, yes, that can also take a relationship to another level as well. And on a holiday, that's a real great way to bring the two different personas together. Would you agree?
Absolutely. I think ultimately what we're talking about here is that when you have that open communication, when you're willing to be vulnerable in your authentic self, whether it's in the spa, identifying your persona, having the conversation, it increases your well-being. And when we have higher well-being, we have higher relationships.
Fantastic. Well, Paul, listen, I could sit and talk to you all day. I would love for them to connect with you and have a deeper conversation, because I'd like to actually explore the sort of mental emotional relationships as well that go into this. And that's what I do a lot of work on.
Okay.
So it would be great if we could have a conversation on that vein as well.
Let's do it.
Okay. All right. So I'll ask them to give me your contact details and I'll contact you. But before I go, anyway, definitely just tell me where people can go, because this TUI Blue sounds amazing.
Yeah. So it's the best source, I think, is tuiblue.co.uk/thebigbreak. That allows you to go to the destination online that we've identified that will help you to pick your persona. When I say pick is you take a small quiz and then it identifies your persona. That's, I think, the best source. Another great source, quite honestly, is the Blue app, the TUI Blue app. I say download it. It's free. It's a free download. And you can identify, you can literally be matched with the best holiday destination.
And I think that makes a big difference because that can actually save a relationship, can't it? Literally make a difference.
You know, like we said at the start, this is make or break. So you want to make it. Yeah, don't break it. Don't break it.
Don't break it. Don't break it. Yeah. All right, Paul. So I'm definitely going to connect with you for sure. Yeah.
And, thank you.
Have a wonderful Wednesday.
It's a pleasure.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
All right.
God bless.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with the skin comfort formula online and in stores now.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries
and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
I just thought, you know, it's been a week, hasn't it? And I just thought, why not have this week since, you know, God is love and everything is all about love and happiness, and I'm happy to be alive by the grace of God. I have two wonderful sons, drive me mad half the time, but I drive them mad as well, so I suppose we work together really well. But I'm really blessed, you know. I have two boys, I have my life, they have their life. We can talk, we can argue, we can still talk again, we can hug, we can argue, we can still hug again, you know. So I know I'm blessed. I know I'm beyond blessed. But I just wanted to share that interview again with Paul Brunson because I just thought it was so powerful. And even though it was done in the summer, it's about going on holiday, I just thought it was quite interesting because sometimes you go back and look over your life, and when I shared that story with Paul, and you realise that you had these red flag, you had them a long time ago, but you still just think, oh, I'll just follow it through and see what happens, you know? And many times, you know, that's that gut instinct. It's they're already telling you something's not right here. Something needs to change. And I think when we're younger, like I said, we become connected, but we don't commit. And that commitment really starts with conversation. And it's really that conversation about what it is you want for yourself, what it is you want from each other, what it is you want for each other, and what is it you want together. So that you know what you want from me, I know what I want from you, and we know what we want together. We know what the common denominator is for both of us because we find out what I want from you will align with my core values. What you want from me will align with your core values. Do our core values align? Because that's literally what it's about. Because that's where you have the strength, when you have the unity, when you know that what it is you're looking for, what it is I'm looking for, they actually align. We're walking down the same road and our destination happiness is kind of built on the same core values. I'm an exerciser. I love exercise. I love movement. I love things that energize the body. I, you know, I was a boogie girl. I loved soul music. We call it fling foot dancing. Not just, you know, you're there and it's a kind of two-step in high heel shoes. We were doing some really good, proper dancing. That's the kind of moves that I like to do. That's the kind of things that I like to do. That's the kind of dancing I like to do. I liked, as I said, I grew up, you know, if it was not one night trampolining, it was badminton. If it was not badminton, it was roller skating. If not roller skating, it was running. It was dancing. It was horse riding. There was always weightlifting. There was always something that we were doing consistently. We were always doing one sport or another. And that's the difference. If you're always doing, that's how I grew up. And the sports that I did was our idea of fun, swimming, the whole lot. So for me now to be cycling, running, playing tennis, and doing one movement after another, it's been in my DNA all the time. When I used to compete, running marathons, going to the desert with pleurisy, all of these things are just all a part of who I am and where I come from. So, you know, being able to exercise, being able to move, movements matter to me. So meeting somebody who does not and has no proclivity to move doesn't align with my core values, that's going to become a problem. Because either I'm going to get upset that you won't move, or you're going to get upset that I won't sit still. If you're a person that loves to just sit and watch TV night after night after night, now a bit of Law and Order, you might get me there. But I still like to move. I like to do things. If you like to go to bed in the dead of the night and sleep in half the day, that's a problem for me right there. I'm early to bed, early to rise. So we're going to clash there. And so this is how we find out about our core values. If you're a person that wants to go to the cinema every single week, that's not me. The theatre I might be more interested in, but just going to the pictures, it's not me. And so that's where you find out really and truly, even in terms of commitment, are you even connected? Because the physical act of intimacy for many people when they're starting relationships is really the only connection they have. But actually anything else outside of that is not there. And so what happens is when that connection starts to fade and the excitement around the act is no longer there, and now it just becomes a performance that's done and over and there's nothing to follow it through after that. When that man moves along, the rejection for us is phenomenal. And we start to harbour that into our sex organs are like, it's like our survival mode. They're right there in the middle of the pelvis and they're there and we are the ones, we're kind of like, our legs are those slave masters that either think they're going to do one of two things. They are either going to stay and fight or turn and run. And so that sex organ part of us down there is linked around safety and security. The cervix is like the orgasmic collector of here. I've got that in my Vibrantly Appealing Gina post, yeah? So I talk about, you know, outside that wonderful room, the cervix is your orgasmic collector of here. It stands guard against the enemy to protect the room above, which is your womb. So, or to let in new life, most times created in love. That's what it is. But then inside your wonderful womb room, it's where hormone conversation with the ovaries is done. And its role in cardiovascular, pelvic and spinal stability really is second to none. So your womb is like, it's the seed of your youthfulness, Y-O-U-T-H-F-U-L, youthfulness, or an indicator of change. That change there is the indicator for us in terms of our movement into menopause. So we have to understand that, you know, the uterus is the life within Gina's homely domain. So when it comes to our sex and reproductive health, and again, those two areas are linked to safety, security, relationships, and finances. And the biggest drivers for people is sex, money, and relationships. So these are the things that we have to be able to protect ourselves against so that we stay well. And we have to know how to do that. So there are still a few places left for this weekend, and I would love for you to be able to come along. It's online, so wherever you are in the world, you can join. All you need to do is register, and then even if you cannot make the live, you will receive the recording. But bring yourself a glass of bubbly or a glass of sparkling water or a glass of still water, whatever it is you want to drink. I'm still celebrating my birthday. But I'm going to share for 90 minutes something that honestly, when my friend shares also with her breast cancer journey and I share my breast and cervical journey, and we share this side of it and just some really simple actionable steps that you can put in place, questions that are informative that you can ask of your doctor or your healthcare professional and understand how you can work to protect yourself in terms of your health and vitality, I think you'll find it to be most rewarding. So info@pelvicfloorsecrets.com or pelvicsecrets@icloud.com. You can find me on most of the social medias and @pelvicsecrets or Jenny Russell, that is Juliet Echo November, November India. But until next week, when I'll have turned sassy, sexy, 62, by the grace of God, in health and happiness, hope to see you online. If not, stay blessed and stay well.